Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd have a take worse than the NL East is over. And unfortunately, Craigie, you're not taking my spot, as we were joking about months ago. Who knows how that's going to end up here, BT. Obviously, we have to acknowledge it to start the show. We've read what's going on. We've been in the loop. This is not a surprise. You know, dating back to months, as I talked about when we joked about that Craig would come back. To me, it was always inevitable when he left that he would come back. With that said, nothing is official. I'm grateful I have the opportunity to do the show with you every day, and we'll continue to do that as long as we have that opportunity.
Yeah, and they trust us to do the show the right way, which we're going to do here. Listen, yesterday was a tough spot. You know, I think a lot of people want to know why we didn't get into it on the air as things were breaking in real time. Because we're being professionals. That's the short answer. I spoke to an executive this morning. And I know the contract's not signed. I know that, okay? But I also know that Craig will be coming back. So we're not trying to fool anybody. What that means downstream, there'll be many days and shows and segments to dive into that, give you guys more clarity. But you're right. I do think it's important to stress before we get into the actual show. Hey, do you really, Sal, let's be honest, at this point, to give a rat's ass with Joe Shane?
Did Joe Shane speak yesterday? I know the stuff going on.
Joe Shane, listen. I didn't listen to a word that Joe Shane said. Joe Shane.
My mother crying. My wife had to talk everybody off the ledge. You think I'm worried about what Joe Shane said about his crappy Giants?
You're less about Joe Shane. But listen, there will be a day where we'll do this more extensively for sure. This is not our last show. We could promise you this. And as long as we're here, we're going to do what we do, which is what we think a pretty damn good show.
Okay, and now let's do that and have some fun along the way here. So, all right, about Joe Shane. For me, the number one thing, BT, now we talked about this yesterday. He was on the air when we first, it was about 15 minutes we had left in the show, 1:45. Then he started this thing.
He actually just speaks like 2:20.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. It was supposed to be at 1:45, so he was late. I mean, on par. Hey, maybe he's going to be disciplined like Abdul Carter has been. But the number one takeaway for me, it's not about what Joe Shane says because nobody cares. Other than him saying that they're going to evaluate ownership, going to evaluate the entire football operation at the end of the season as they should. No assurances that Joe Shane is going to be back. If the New York Football Giants allow Joe Shane to decide who the next head coach is of this team, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they've been underperforming for 4 years. We know all the history. We don't have to rehash it. But at least to me, the one encouraging thing was that it wasn't definitive that he's going to be leading the search or that he's going to be here beyond this year. It's that the Giants organization is going to evaluate everything at the end of another loss season.
Allow me to do the evaluation for them. It's not good, and I think everything needs to change. And I think everything's going to change here, Sal. I really do. I don't think Joe Shane's going to be back. Hey, maybe me, you, and Joe could do a podcast at some point. I do think that the Giants know that Joe Shane was given a pretty fair shake and just didn't deliver to the level that I think the Giants needed him to deliver. Now, to me, and I think you and I fundamentally disagree a little bit on this, I think that the Giants' job is incredibly appealing right now. And Joe Shane did say that. He said that yesterday, and I do agree with that. Now, think about all the other times when they were trying to hire a coach, and they're going through the cycle, and we know all the names, just like we know all the bad, you know, the bad moments. We don't need to regurgitate everything. We know who we're talking about. But every time that they were going through this, I don't think that it was ever clean. Like, number one, they never had a quarterback. I think we all think. Now, again, varying degrees, I think Dart's going to be a star. You really like him, maybe not as much as me. But I think everybody looks at him as incredibly attractive and very appealing. So that makes the job appealing. But the other thing, you go back to the early hires, right? You know, the McAdoofus, yeah. as you call him, and Shermer. Like, that was, like, you had just ripped off the Eli Manning Band-Aid. And to me, there's never been a more undesirable position in terms of coming into coach or be the GM, but specifically to coach as the day-to-day mouthpiece of the franchise when you are trying to transition from a franchise icon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like so it's one thing to have the quarterback, which I believe they do in Jackson Dart. It's another thing to not have to deal with, you know, all right, the guy that just won a couple of Super Bowls and a couple of Super Bowl MVPs, and all right, he's there with Phil and Lawrence Taylor and Gifford and all the other great Strahan, all the other great Giants. We don't have to deal with that. So I thought that was an undesirable roadblock for maybe a lot of potentially good candidates who may have been interested in the Giants back then. That is not there. A good quarterback is. You'll have a new GM. I think it's a good job now.
Yeah,
I
see,
do.
I'm not going to go there because I think the next layer to this is what is ownership / decision-making going to look like here. Where we don't know, unfortunately, and it's always a tricky thing to talk about. We say this every time with the health of Mr. Mara. We just don't know who's going to be making the decisions with the Giants long-term moving forward or what the stability of ownership is going to look like. We're obviously hoping for the best and maybe all is going to be well and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
But if I'm being asked to interview for this head coaching job, or I'm a head coach that's available and this spot is there, I'm assessing everything about every potential opportunity, and if there's uncertainty or instability at the top, I don't know if it's as appealing as you're making it sound. Not to mention that let's take it down a notch. Okay, with Jackson Dart, yeah, you have a quarterback who's still learning, who has been reckless. Not a bit reckless. He has been reckless. So he hasn't proven much. I know he's got potential. I'm not trying to knock Dart and say that he's not the answer. Daniel Jones had potential, too. This feels different. It looks a little bit different. We understand that. Daniel Jones, by the way, is actually having success. As much as the Colts have come back down to the pack a little bit, he's had proven success. He's won a road playoff game before. Jackson Dart has ways to go before we see that. He's on a 2-11 football team. I know it's not his fault, but again, he's out. He's got the concussion. He's playing reckless football. So it's not to me where, wow, it's the New York Football Giants and there's a stable organization, stability within the ownership. There hasn't been much turnover. They've got everything in place. Like, I look at the Giants right now as a mess, an unstable mess with uncertainty at the top.
They're a mess. There's no doubt that they're a mess, and they've been a mess for a long time. I'm not trying to put them on the, like, if this was the NCAA tournament from an organizational perception point of view, I'm not saying they're the Niners or the Eagles with Howie Roseman or the Ravens who have just, even though they're only 6-6 this year, you know, they've really transitioned since they got away from Ozzie Newsome, and they've really been a model franchise, or the Buffalo Bills with a star quarterback and a good head coach. I'm not saying McDermott's great, but good, who's been there for a while, playoff team every year. No, it's really the complete antithesis. The Giants have been a bumbling mess for the better part of, you know, 12, 13 years without a couple, outside of a few outlier seasons. I'm not trying to fool anybody and say that this is a good, like, this is a good situation compared to the great situations in the NFL. But what I'm doing is I am taking the Giants opening, and I perceive there to be two openings eventually when Shane is relieved of his duties. So the head coach and the GM, I think it'll be very desirous because you're going to have to compare
desirable?
Desirable. Both fit. I know you were going to check me on that.
I've never heard desirous
before.
No,
they're both.
Okay. Desirous. Okay, I like it. I'm sorry. Continue. I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah. I got to double check this one too. I'm going to stick with desirous, yeah, okay. Although certainly desirable works as well. I think when you look at the other hot messes out there in the NFL, whether it's the Titans, the Browns, when Stefanski's fired, do you really think Sam?
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's just going to be a quarterback of the future. Who knows? I don't. So I don't think of the other six, seven, eight openings, I don't think any one of them measures up to the Giants. It's the New York market. It is a quarterback that I believe in. And I believe that this will be the chance to have head coach and general manager synergy, meaning they're going to hire a new GM who's going to have direct say on the coach, and it won't be like, well, the coach is coming in, and the GM's on his last leg, and he's dead man walking, and does a really good, accomplished veteran coach want to attach himself to that situation? I just think it's going to be a clean, fresh start, and I feel like Giants ownership knows they cannot entrust this job with somebody who's never done it before. It's big boy time.
BT, it's Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I wonder if we're going to get calls today on support of Joe Shane. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were getting some of those. I think the majority of people wanted to move on from Shane even prior to Monday night. But now, at this point, seeing Shane and Kafka, is there anybody left out there that is in support of Joe Shane? 888-808-1019. Brad is in Mineola starting us off. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, there's no support for Joe Shane. And at the end of the day right now, we are the second pick in the draft. And I don't trust him to choose our next big player, our next big star. And there are a lot of them. And as a Michigan fan, unfortunately this year, there are a lot of them that are wearing the scarlet and white. Arvell Reese, Cornell Tate, to name a few. I don't trust it at all. And guys, just before I go, I'll follow you wherever you go. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, Brad. I mean, think about this. Listen, I'm sure there's a Joe Shane supporter somewhere, but I believe at this point most voices are dissenting, and they should be, just based on the evidence, what he's done as the general manager of the Giants. I think you've got to really be ultra creative and think long and hard to come up with a reason to stamp him as the guy moving forward. So I'm not doing that. You're certainly not doing that. Very few people are. Now, if Abdul Carter was out there, number one, showing up on time and being a pro, but more specific to actually having a good rookie season or an impactful rookie season, if he's out there with 9.5, 10.5 sacks, well, maybe the calls come in and say, hey, guys, we know that, you know, he hasn't won a lot of games, but, you know, he just got a destructive force in terms of Carter. You know, he got the quarterback. Roll it out one more year. Well, the quarterback's been banged up pretty much every game, and Abdul Carter has not done anything. So I just don't think there's much evidence to try to prop up for Shane to be the guy. I don't see it.
The idea that the Giants would release a statement weeks ago that Joe Shane would be leading the way for the new head coach, that made no sense whatsoever. And then there were reports that came out that quickly, not refuted that, but let everybody know, hey, that's not necessarily the case here. Even though it was the Giants who released that statement, there was no guarantee that Joe Shane would be back. So I do think it's a circumstance of what's gone on there. This is not trying to pick on Joe Shane or say that he needs to. He had 4 years. 4 years to turn this thing around. And it progressively got worse in the final 3 years of that. He has to go. I'm sorry. There's no way. Forget about having him mess with that top pick and the players he'd be bringing in. Why in the world would you trust him to pick the next head coach? There's no way the Giants should be thinking that. And at this point, I had my doubts, and then they released that statement. I was like, oh, man, this is a problem.
That shook me a little bit, too.
Yeah, okay, but now I feel definitively they're going to move on.
That's why sometimes, you know, getting your brains beaten in on national TV is not a bad thing. That you know, because now the perception, it just can't be ignored. I mean, when you have your kicker, you know, killing worms and miss and not even hitting the ball, giving up a 94-yard, you know, a special teams touchdown, and just looking like a train wreck for Buck and Aikman to diagnose all night for the entire world to hear it. That ain't a good look. And nobody affiliated with the Giants with any sort of juice is going to appreciate that. And I believe that that will force them to react accordingly. Now, we'll get that answer, you know, in 5 weeks or so when the Giants season is over. But the thing, too, you say that it's year four for Joe Shane. And here was the, it's interesting because Dable's been gone now for a while and Shane's still here. But the thing that you and I always said, we were always in accord with this, Sal. At least with Dable, you can say, all right, where is the tangible evidence that proves he could be a coach? Well, he came in, inherited a mess, elevated a team that was moribund the years prior to that, got him 9 wins, won a road playoff game, and there wasn't a lot of talent. You know, squeeze a little something out of Daniel Jones and blah, blah, blah. We know what happened there. Where's the evidence that Joe Shane's done anything? Because that first year, that the only decent year that those two men had, in terms of attributing or trying to, like, delineate the lines of success,
that was Dable.
Joe Shane didn't do anything the first year because he didn't set that roster. Dable came in, coached him up, and then years 2, 3, and 4, when Shane's influence was really felt on the roster, they've gone backwards, and they've been non-competitive most years.
And at least now you could say definitively, that's what I'm saying, I think everybody now could agree, even if you wanted to believe in Joe Shane, they switched the head coach, not working. They switched the defensive coordinator, not working. Abdul Carter has issues. Nothing has been working. Dennis is in Yonkers, and I know he feels the same way. What's up, Danny?
Brandon and Sal, how are you both?
Good. Good to hear from you.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Good, man. You know, Sal, you know I want Shane out. But, I mean, this is not a vendetta. I mean, I wanted them to be my last GM and coach. And the empirical evidence is there, 21-44-1. If we keep them, it's going to be, you know, 25-55-1. There's nothing to say it's going to change. His roster has been mid-20s by metrics for 4 straight years or less. And in his fourth year, it should be an ascending championship roster, and it's not. Or a contending roster for playoffs. I gave him a lot of credit for drafting Jackson Dart. That'll be his legacy. But let's face it, he wanted to move up and get Cam Ward. And if you did the tape work, I don't know how. Maybe you guys know. I don't know how Caleb Williams and Cam Ward were predetermined 1-1s over Daniels, May, and Dart. And they just, you know, Sal, I do a draft for a couple of sites. It's just, if you did the tape work, I don't know what you saw, but, you know, the industry said they were, and I think it's been proven that Daniels may, and I think Dart is going to be a better asset for and a better quarterback. The criteria is, can your quarterback take you to and win a championship? And I think those three can. I think Daniels will bounce back. I think he's really good. But the Shane, here's what worries me. Paul Schwartz, who I like, I think he's as good as anybody covering the Giants, wrote an article yesterday that said Shane needs next coach to be a leader. It almost sounds like there isn't a determination to move him out. And I'm worried that I think Kafka has exposed himself as not a head coach, as not a head coach in waiting, because his game management, time management are abysmal. But I'm not so sure Shane's going to be out, because I keep seeing and hearing things that say he is, and he really should be at this point. I hate to say it, he should be.
And it's sorry to cut you off, Dennis, and thanks, we appreciate, man, your knowledge and taking the time to call. Thank you. If they keep Joe Shane, there's nothing further to discuss. I don't care who the quarterback, Joe Shane can't be picking the next head coach. He shouldn't be picking players. What? They said the same thing after last season. Wow, we believe we had a great draft. Oh, well, then how come you didn't win any games? Oh, well, we believe we have a talent. Well, then how come you're 2-11? Something doesn't add up to me. You either pick great players, which should leading to wins, or you don't pick good players, which is why your record is what it is, not for one fluky year. For 3 years, you've had an abysmal record. You're supposed to show growth from a new regime from year one to year four. We have seen regression from them. If Joe Shane is around, the New York Football Giants aren't even worth discussing.
Well, think about this. Gettleman, and listen, Gettleman caught a lot of heat, and rightfully so. He didn't really do the job either. Which is part of, you know, when you have two GMs who haven't really done the job, you look up, it's a decade of hell. I mean, that's pretty much what it equates to. So we shouldn't be surprised that we're here. And even, even at the end of Reese, I mean, it wasn't really good. But the point is, like with Gettleman, you talk about him. When he was shown the door, And then people started parachuting in, like, wow, he did the Andrew Thomas and Saquon and, you know, some of the best players on the roster. That's got to be on the resume of Gettleman. Understood. It doesn't mean that there can't be a few bright spots on the resume, much like there's a couple of bright spots on the resume for Joe Shane. But you either win or you don't. And I think more importantly here, you either show a real direction, like not compete and still lose 13 times a year, but you slowly, incrementally start to win some games, and they've never done that. So, to me, there's really nothing else to evaluate with Joe Shane. I'm sorry.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls, 888-808-1019. Working some baseball as well, some hot stove stuff, so plenty to get to here. Just getting started on this. What day is today? Wednesday morning, Sal. On the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.